What's going on, my podcast listeners? It's your host, Rafael Manchevsky, and we're going to get right into it because we're going to try to keep this under 10 minutes. We're going to talk about back pain because I recently had a new person come in for an assessment, and they've been dealing with low back pain for years, and interesting enough, they've also dealt with two C-sections that didn't fully heal, had a lot of separation, and that can contribute to low back pain because once I have separation within my rectus abdominis, I now have a energy leak when it comes to core stabilization. And the funny thing with low back pain is once you go down the rabbit hole of learning what you should do, it's kind of all over the place when it comes to direction. A lot of places that you'll see will mention things about like stiffening up the spine and learning how to brace, you know, engage your core, get a stronger core, and things of that nature, which is 100% true, but it's also regaining feeling and access to the tissues surrounding the spine. And what I was trying to tell this person that came in for an assessment with me is that once you injure something, it doesn't matter if it's your low back, your mid back, your neck, your shoulder, knee, or toe, your body and your nervous system especially will shut down the area to protect it. And that's the reason why we tend not to want to move through any kind of range of motion that requires that injured area to move, because our body's literally preventing it because it wants to, you know, lay down new tissue to repair it and also protect you from further injury. Now, the interesting thing with any kind of injury is that if you do not give the right input to the injured area, it will adapt to no feedback whatsoever, and then your brain realizes that, oh, you don't use this section of your body, I'm just going to get rid of the ability to move it. And you go on like that for a long enough time, and also on top of it, a lot of times when you're doing any kind of movement and exercise, because eventually after you've injured yourself, you want to get back into it. And you know that you have this, in this case, lower back injury. So now you're going to be very, very careful and mindful of everything you do from an exercise point of view, that you're actually going to choose things and do things in a different way to make sure your lower back doesn't hurt, which is a natural response for us to do. But that, in the long run, just makes things worse. So now I have this individual in front of me that hasn't really moved their lower back in years. And I always ask this question with low back people, like, if you pull both knees in towards your chest, does that feel good on their lower back? And they all say yes. And all that really means is that as I'm pulling, I'm adding a stretch sensation to the area that's affected that with the injury. And your brain goes, oh, you have a lumbar spine. That's good. And that's why it feels good. So imagine if you were able to make your lower back feel good on a daily basis with really specific movements to reinforce to the brain that your lumbar spine is important and it needs motion. Because once your brain decides to shut off the lumbar region to protect you because you've had it injured, you're going to relearn to use something else because your low back, your lumbar spine is not functioning. It's not a, you know, required thing to have. And a lot of times you go up the spine a little bit, kind of like that TL junction, kind of like right in the middle low back. And that's where a lot of people get tightness, and that's where they hinge from and things like that. So it's kind of a two-edged sword where, yes, you want to learn how to engage your core. you need to learn how to stiffen and brace, but also teach your body how to move, right? Like, I can front plank all day, but if I don't teach my nervous system and brain that my lumbar spine needs to stabilize in that specific area because I've lost feeling to it, then it doesn't really matter how much core activation drills I do on a daily basis, because eventually I'm gonna hit a plateau ceiling effect and it's not gonna get any better. So what I was trying to get at with my client in front of me doing the assessment is that a lot of times in the fitness industry, people get stuck on their rehab journey because they go to their physical therapist, their chiro, their RMT, they get them out of that acute pain to a point where it's, you know, good enough to go on to your day by day, but the tissues that have been affected in the injury, in this case the lower back, are not at the capacity of what you do on a daily basis, let alone you trying to do stuff in the gym, right? Imagine the average person, the movements that you go through with your spine. There's a lot of sitting, there's a lot of bending, there's a lot of picking up off the floor, especially if you have young children. Maybe you're bending over to put the collar of your dog's leash on because you're about to go on a walk. You're doing a big load of laundry and you decide to pick it all up in one go. Like, there's a lot of spinal movement that an average person does. And it's that repetitive nature that hits a capacity to a certain level because the chiro and physio and RMT just got you out of pain. It doesn't necessarily mean that those tissues have now been loaded and adapted to the stresses of everyday life. And then on top of that, you are trying to go to the gym, doing things with weight that's an external load that you don't even have full control of your own body just yet, right? So this is where a lot of people will re-injure themselves over and over and over again, and it gets frustrating. I totally get it. And this is where I kind of come in, where I'm like, I want to bridge the gap between what physical therapists do and what traditional personal trainers do. Like, I want to get that person where they've been struggling with an injury for so long and they can't figure out why the hell it's not been working. They've seen every physio, every chiro, every different practitioner, and it's always the same result. And this is honestly, this is where Kinstretch comes into play. It's like relearning how to get active control of your body, learning that if I don't move a joint at all for a long time, then it becomes brittle, braille, and it's not going, I don't want to say braille, just brittle, and won't function at a high capacity. It's just like if I decided to put my arm in a sling for 3 years and then expect me one day to take it out of that sling and start doing overhead presses, there's no way that that's actually going to work out. So a lot of this comes down to, yes, engaging your core properly, learning how to brace, but also learning how to add active movement through the segments of your lumbar spine that have been injured. Because in order to load those tissues to get stronger, they need to be able to move. So I'm gonna stop it there. Hopefully that kind of gave you some idea of where to go if you've ever dealt with low back pain. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Add me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn. That's it for me. Until next time, you guys.